So Declan, before we look ahead to the All-Ireland semi-final, you've had a couple of days to digest the Ulster Championship under-21 final victory on Monday night. There wasn't much time for celebrations, but you've been with these young men since they were 15 years of age, and you've won Ulster titles as the years went on, and now you've got a bigger one in the cabinet. Fantastic for the young group of men to get that provincial title, something they've worked so hard for.
Yeah, exactly, Oisin. I mean, as you quite rightly said, these boys, it didn't happen overnight. I mean, it's been five to six years on the go, and brilliant for those lads and all involved, the management team, very satisfying. Good performance in the second half. There's plenty to work on, no doubt about that. But you mentioned the word celebrations. There was very little celebrations. We were back basically on Tuesday, late home on Tuesday morning, and back in working again on Tuesday afternoon, getting ready for Dublin. It's only a 5-day turnaround and a lot of work to get done and a lot of preparation ahead of the match.
Yeah, I suppose that's disappointing in a way, that these boys have worked so hard and they haven't had the time to sit back and reflect and enjoy the provincial one.
Yeah, it is disappointing, no doubt about it. These guys have worked extremely hard, training really hard, and sacrificing a lot of stuff. It would have been nice to chill out on Monday evening and celebrate with the lads, but that wasn't the case. There was no celebrations. It was basically back down the road for recovery. I went into the Armagh City Hotel, and it was late then in the morning when we got back. So no time. And but listen, we knew that was what was put in front of us, and let's hope now we can get the performance that we need to get over the line against Dublin.
Yeah, because I know speaking to the players afterwards on the pitch, how quickly they were refocusing then about an All-Ireland semi-final, and that was only a matter of minutes after lifting the trophy.
Yeah, they're probably tired listening to me, and after every match it seems to be we're focusing right away. You know, there's no real time to digest what has happened, and I mean, it's been very, very quick. Suppose the fact that, you know, the first Tyrone match ended in a draw, we were back out the following week, and then the week after that it was up to Brewster Park and the game was called off because of the pitch, and then we're back in again on the following Wednesday night against Cavan, and then a couple of days recovery to get playing against Derry in Ulster final, and again it's a short turnaround. So it's been focus the whole way.
And I suppose, Declan, as well, success breeds success. This is a huge one for Donegal football to continue that winning formula.
Yeah, listen, it's very important. As I said on a good number of the interviews I've done this week, that development of players, absolutely vitally important, but developing a winning mentality within that group, also vitally important, and that's what we've done. Are we the finished article? No, we've continued to work, and you have to work to become better, and I keep telling the lads at every training session, we've got to get something out of every training session, every game we play, we've got to get better, and they've taken that on board. There's still plenty of room for improvement, and that'll continue to be the case.
What has to be improved then? Because I know there was times, we mentioned in the commentary on, and particularly in the first half, there was two or three chances that Derry could have been in for a goal. There was a gap opened up at the defence. We can't really fault just moving forward. And maybe if there is something that Dublin are targeting at, would that be the area that they could possibly be looking at, Declan, that you need to improve on?
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of aspects of our game we'd need to improve on. That would be one of them. Yeah, I felt in the first half we were probably a little open. I think we didn't work hard enough in the middle third. And I mean, the defence nowadays is not just about your five or six defenders. Yeah. It's about the whole unit working and closing down and making sure that those spaces are closed down. We didn't do that in the first half. We just didn't work hard enough, and we didn't bring enough intensity to it. But once we sat down and spoke about it at half time, and the good thing about these players, when they're told something, they do take it on board. And the second half, I thought we controlled it. I thought we started the second half well, and we controlled the second half from there on in.
Well, let's now look forward. Dublin is the opposition this coming Saturday. They've won four Leinster titles in a row, and very strong at senior level, very strong at underage, and as we see it at under 21. But you know, most of these players, you've met them before, Declan, at minor level. What's the task at hand going to be like for you? What do you know about the Dubs?
That's going to be really tough matches. It's a match I'm really looking forward to, because all these matches with Dublin, you know, we played them, and again, it's been well documented, you know, from under 16 level, we made sure the first thing I done was to contact to find out who the Dublin under 16 manager was and contact him and to get matches against Dublin. And we played Dublin at all level 16. I think we played them twice that year. We played them twice at 17 level, and then we met them. We played them in a challenge in 2014, and then we actually met them in the All Ireland semi final. We played them last year in a friendly at under 21, and we also played them this year a couple of months back. So we know that group of players, and as I said, it's never a challenge match, no matter when you play them. It's always a really good, high-intensity match with good quality football. They have some outstanding players. They won Leinster for the last, I think, 4 years now in the trot. They have 11 of the team that started in the Leinster final last year and played All-Ireland semi-final. I think between both teams, the 2014 semi-final, which was a cracking match, we just got over the line. I think we have 10 or 11 of that team or squad that's starting or around that starting setup. Dublin have the same. So the players are familiar, there's no doubt about it. They have some very, very good players, especially going forward from midfield up. They have very, very good players. And Desi Farrell's been in charge now for the last 4 or 5 years, and they're going to be well set up. It's going to be a big, big task. We will go into the game as underdogs. But in saying that, we're going there, and we know if we get the performance levels to where we know we can, then we're in with a big chance.
Yeah, I suppose a good start against such a very, very competitive side, Declan, as required on Saturday, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be important that you know, that we get a good start. A lot of the games that we've played in today, the first half has been, you know, it has been tight, and there's no way you're going to control a match for 60 minutes. What happens in games, especially against good quality opposition, they're going to get their period of domination, and, you know, it's how we react to that there. And likewise, when we get our period, we get scores on the board that we finish those chances. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting battle. It's going to be a real tactical battle, there's no doubt about that. I would say it should be a really, really good game of football, and you know, again, be brilliant. And I know that there's a huge amount of Donegal, and we need a huge Donegal support up there, but that has been a factor for us, there's no doubt about that there. We made an appeal last weekend to get supporters into Armagh on Monday night, and we did. It was a big Donegal following there on a Monday evening at 8 o'clock, where it was difficult for guys travelling 2.5-3 hours, some not finishing work till 6 o'clock, but a lot of Donegal supporters made that effort, and a big thank you to those people. And again, you know, let's get there in huge numbers to support. I mean, this is the future of Donegal. These guys are the future of Donegal football, and you know, the players, management really, really appreciate that support.
Yeah, that's important to the players, so does Declan, because when they hear that Donegal roar when they come out, they know that the whole county is behind them, and that's something that they've been thriving off throughout this campaign, when they know the people's there to get behind them.
Absolutely, and there's a huge amount of goodwill there, and it was great when we arrived in Armagh, going on the pitch the last time, Christy and the bagpipes, and you know, he gets to all the matches and it's brilliant. So it's great, because it does lift, there's no doubt about it definitely lifts the team. There's periods in every match that you need that, and I think maybe even one instance the last day was a ball, sometimes a tackle or a block or an interception is as good as a score on the far side of the field. It was Conor Morrison, I think, but 4 minutes before half time the score was about 6-all or 7-all at that stage. The match was really, really tight. Conor came out and he won a brilliant ball that he had no right to win ahead of McGuigan, and we basically went down the field. I think we got a point after that, and we got a goal. So we went in at half time 4-0. But that was and you could just sense the crowd really, really took to that there. And situations like that are really, really important.
Let's look at Dublin again. They basically walked through Leinster, and they've done so for the last 4 years. They haven't really been tested this year, Declan. I think that's fair to say. I know we say this at senior level as well, that it's going to take an Ulster team to give Dublin a run for their money. Is that going to be the case with Donegal again?
Yeah, I hope so. Oisín, we do know them. As I said, they have some top class forwards. They have a guy playing middle field, Foley, who's very, very good. But if you look at their forward line, they have Colin Pasquale, who won a championship, an All-Ireland club championship last year. You have Conor Callan, who won in Harding this year with Coola, but a really outstanding footballer. I mean, Jim Gavin has him in the senior squad. He's committing to Gaelic football this year. You have Aaron Byrne, who won the Leinster player of the campaign on the under-21 level. You have Salier, another top class forward, so really, really top class forward. That's going to be difficult, and you know, it'll not just be about the guys that's marking those, it'll be about, you know, the work that we do out the field.
You mentioned those guys are on a senior setup. Donegal have a lot of players that have played senior football this year. Neil Carroll, Michael Langan, Jason McGee are all there. Very accomplished footballers, and know what it takes at senior level. Declan, so does that even the playing field very much, does it?
I think so, Oisín, exactly. Listen, to me, both teams are evenly matched. There's no doubt about that there. And if we get our performance, and if we get the performance from those individuals, I mean, it's not just about the names that you mentioned. It's about the whole group, that 15 of those guys coming off the bench. Everyone has to contribute, and if we do that, and stick to the game plan and, you know, put in that shift, then we're in with a big chance. We know it. We know that there's quality within the group. There's a lot of work that has been done, and not just on the playing end of it, but on a management point of view. And again, I mean, the management have this, they deserve great credit for the amount of work and time and preparation that they put into all this. And, you know, it's been a really enjoyable journey so far, and we don't want it to end next hour. We want it to go on for another 2 weeks.
Yeah. Just finally then, Breffni Park, let's talk about the venue. You played this year already, but Donegal overall, across the board, have a good record in Breffni Park, Declan.
Yeah, listen, Breffni Park, I mean, neutral ground, halfway Donegal, probably closer to Dublin now with the motorway the whole way down nearly to Virginia. And it's going to be the venue. Listen, it's a need. It's not 2010, we lost an All-Ireland final against Dublin at that venue. But Donegal have a good record, there's no doubt about it. You know, the pitch won't be a problem. I think it's a very good venue. I mean, I've played there many times, Championship football, League football against Cavan and other teams in different levels. So really looking forward to it. Again, really looking forward to big Donegal contingent travelling on Saturday, making themselves heard. It's at Bank Holiday weekend, it's Easter weekend, so it'll be brilliant to get that big support up again and to make it the extra man, which can get us over the line on Saturday.
Listen, Declan, all we can do is wish you all the best on Saturday, and we're all behind you, and we're all hoping that you come over the Dubs and get a place in the All-Ireland final. Best of luck with it on Saturday, Declan.
Thanks, Oisín.